We have, you're not, Craig, your microphone doesn't work. I can't hear you. You have to come out here. Come play in the studio. Mark Harmon's joined us. Happy Thanksgiving, Carm. We don't have any music. Computers are not working. It's kind of an interesting evening so far.
Yeah, well, we sabotaged you, Patty. That's what.
Did you really?
Yes.
What a weird Thanksgiving trick to
that
play.
That makes a lot of sense.
This
Why
is Craig's in the studio.
Of, none of the computers work.
Has it been since Bitter Jester that you've been in the studio
yeah,
to hang out?
That long.
That
yeah.
long. Mm-hmm. Okay. Welcome back. Yes.
Well, okay. The whole scene in here, by the way, is just weird right now. Patty, you're very fancy for, and you normally are, but this is like a whole Thanksgiving new level.
I mean, I have braids on. That's my casual.
Yeah, but you've got a fancy
shirt.
Little top.
I have jeans
on.
Jeans and boots.
Okay, jeans. Okay, the jeans and boots I'm comfortable with. This top is a little.
Is the lipstick too much?
Maybe that's. I don't know what's going on. I'm adjusting. And we got Christmas decorations, which I haven't seen in a while.
From Tree Time. Thank you, Tree Time, for your lovely decorations.
I mean, it's big time in here. And it's dark.
It is dark.
Well, we decided to bring the lights up as our Thanksgiving guests arrive.
Ah.
And you're our first guest. And there's a slim possibility you might be our only guest for our Thanksgiving party.
By slim, we mean pretty likely.
Pretty, maybe. Yeah. Carissa from the Knife and Tine, I believe, is coming. But I texted her and said I might go to her house first and then come down here.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't do that, so I don't know if she... I mean, it's raining out. There comes a moment where people have had their Thanksgiving meals, right? They're with family and friends, or they've gone home and they're exhausted, and this is not what they want to do at midnight. I think it's the midnight start also pushed people back. Admit it, Carm, if you weren't already down here, would you come down if we invited you for a midnight show?
Oh no! There's no chance. I wouldn't. But like, see you.
Yes.
Well, Patty. See, that's here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
You hang out with a different crew of people. Where if you say midnight, they're like, that's middle of the day for them. So
I know my Halloween party packed in here. Not enough microphones for everybody.
Carm, how bad do you want to leave right now?
Oh, I've only been here since 2.
Oh, you want to go?
So,
have you eaten? You've eaten a lot today, haven't you?
I've eaten a fair amount. It was a big day for me, Patty. I'm not going to lie to you. And Craig, we had the family brunch at yours truly's abode, which does not happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I baked some French toast. We had a baked egg.
Nice.
You
had to share a baked egg?
Well, it was
it
was a whole casserole with some ham and some cheese.
Nice.
And some, you know, it was a nice little job
okay.
there.
All right.
And then there was lox and there was bagels. You got to have that. And then there was some good store made / but tastes like homemade granola. I mean, it was.
But have you had a Thanksgiving meal yet?
I had a Thanksgiving meal at the Tribune Tower.
And how long ago was that?
That was.
I'm trying to see if he's hungry. I have so much food in the office. Yes.
I had that around 6.
Okay, so I think you're about ready for your second Thanksgiving.
I mean, I'd have a taste of something. Sure. I don't.
Roger, have you eaten?
No.
Okay. I can make you a plate of food. We'll
yes,
bring
please.
That up.
Thank you.
Roger Badish hasn't eaten dinner at midnight?
No, I slept and the family went out and
Aww,
did their Thanksgiving.
Okay.
They left at 3 and
you get the green
I
beans.
Napped.
There aren't that many green beans left. You get my green beans.
No, I don't do veggies.
You don't?
I do. I'll eat them.
Let him eat them.
What? I don't understand what that
I'm. Means. I'll tell you what I tell my wife and my kids. I'm old enough to say no.
Oh. And also that the first 3 Star Wars are good. Okay. So.
Wait a minute. I watched number 1 again the other night. I'm starting to change my mind.
Oh, I've tainted you. I apologize.
No. Well,
I have stuffing. I have.
Okay.
He likes the first 3
stuffing,
Star Wars.
Stuffing, yes.
I have stuffing.
Turkey.
I have mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Who wants the drums? I brought a drumstick.
No, just some white meat.
Turkey.
You have some white meat?
I have
meat?
Some white meat.
Okay. Gravy?
Yeah, Roger has
gravy.
Terrible
I have,
taste in
I have really.
I know.
I have
horrible.
I have really thick gravy.
I love Patty's gravy.
I don't
gravy.
Know why, what's on my chair just made. I don't know why I have this chair. We have pie. Craig brought some pie.
What kind
but
of pie?
I don't know. He's in the other room.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
Apple crumble.
Apple crumble. Mm-hmm.
I'll take some.
I meant to bring the pumpkin, and but we have apple,
apples,
and now we have plenty.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else we have.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I was telling Hamp and OB and Kaz, I'm like, you got to come down to the Showcase studio. You got to hang out with Patty. She's going to have this massive party. There's gonna be
they knew better?
There's going to be 100 people down there. Well, you know, those guys, you know, when it's done, it's done.
I also feel like there's a little bit of a tempered down feeling for this Thanksgiving a little bit. Like, I felt like it was cozy and it was nice with my family. But there's also kind of this, where we were, there seemed to be kind of a pall over it as well. A little low energy, I thought.
What do you mean?
Maybe it's, I think, well, and it doesn't help. You know, I think that, I don't know. I think maybe people are feeling a little stressed. I think the news of this week, people were staying away from, whether it was the last few weeks, people didn't want to have conversation. Like, we talked a little bit about the shooting of, you know, of this young man, McDonald, and the police department. And I think that people, and also with the last few nights of protests down here, I think people are also don't have the, you know, get up and go to come downtown.
It's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, my brother was just, he left for Paris the day of the attacks. So this was the first time that he was back with my family. And I have, you know, I have a 9-year-old niece. So we're talking about, you know, what was going on. But that, but that was, you know,
the end of it.
That, we really didn't have the conversation because it's just, you know, you got a 9-year-old and what's the point in talking terrorism at the face?
Oh, gosh, no. I had Thanksgiving last night with my family and Elliot Serrano.
Okay.
And there was a moment where we were talking about the shooting and I was talking about how the police officer emptied the clip, you know, and we were talking about 16 bullets. And I'm like, look up, and Griffin's, you know, listening, and what am I doing?
Right.
Why are we having this conversation? I mean, it's, you know, it's in the news, and we all have our thoughts about it, but I, you know, I had to cut myself short, but it's like it's on a lot of people's minds, you know? So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just tired, but nobody's coming downtown to our party, so I think a lot of people are tired tonight.
Well, you've been doing a great job talking about it on the air.
Talking about my party?
No. Well,
our second Thanksgiving?
I'm talking about the stuff that's going on in the city. And
well, I also, by the way, I love the conversation about playing Turkey Day football. Ball today. That woman was 51 out there with her 47-year-old sister throwing it around at Joliet. That was great.
God love her. I mean, I had a great moment today on the Turkey Day football
field. Turkey Bowl.
So I felt like, well, we're, you know, waiting for the Bears game to end. I want to sort of keep it in the sports genre.
Yeah.
So we did some Turkey Day football. Did you play yourself, Patty?
My football game is supposed to be on Saturday. The North Avenue Beach Lifeguards play a Turkey Bowl every year, two days after, on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I believe they play at Wells, so if anybody wants to go watch them play, you're more than welcome. I have never played in that game. When I was young enough, there were too many fresh relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I do. And then when I was older, I didn't want to get hurt. So those are the things that happened, yes.
Were you a North Avenue lifeguard?
For a couple of years, yeah.
You knew that, Craig?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it a lot. Yeah.
It's, really? It's one of the turning points in my life. I loved it very much, and I love being an alum of the North Avenue Beach family.
All right, I don't want to make you rehash something on your own show, but why did it change your life or turning point?
I was not supposed to be a North Avenue guard. I was a decent swimmer, not an incredibly strong swimmer. So I'd taken the test, and I'd passed and done everything pretty well. And you have to swim a 200 in a certain amount of time and have a couple other tests, like retrieve a 25-pound bag from the bottom of a 10-foot, you know, of a diving well. And then I did okay. I would say I was middling to, you know, maybe in the top, you know, maybe the top quarter of it. But the top lifeguards in the city are called up, at least back when I was a guard, they're called up on the first day of assignments. And if you're one of the top guards, you're allowed to pick your assignment. My father, however, had friends in the city with the Chicago Park District and managed to get me. I was called up the second day. He managed to get me on the first day of assignments. And my dad wanted me to work at Norwood Park Pool because it was in the neighborhood and I could be a few blocks from home, make some good money, you know, done. I was excited. That sounded good to me. Work at the pool. Right. When I got there, it happened to also be my day of graduation at Lane Tech. Okay. So I was dressed nicely. My hair was done. I had makeup on. And a guy in a hoodie came up to me and he goes, "Hey," because the understanding is if you're in line, you're one of the best guards in the, you know, you're a great swimmer. But the second part is you know people. Anyway, he said, "Hey, where do you want to work?" And I was like, "I'm supposed to work at it was really cute, blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm gonna work at Norwood Park Pool. You want to work here?" "Yeah, I do. I do. I want to work here." And so that's how I ended up working at North Avenue Beach. Much to the dismay of my father, who would pull strings for me to work in a safe neighborhood, not to drive into the city and work at North Avenue.
Would you say that relationship turned into something more than just...
Oh, Ron Burgundy? No, I never dated Ron Burgundy. No. No, but it was cool. No, I dated... So many things happened that summer. I would say the first thing was we were trained military style. Which was eye-opening for me. The Chicago Park District was run by Joe Pecoraro for many years, and he had been he's a vet from World War II. When they came home from World War II, he and Leon, you know, we are going to have a show about this one. We've got to have Joe in. He wrote a book called Naked Rescue, and it really is a great history of the Park District, but there is sort of this also this culture amongst lifeguards, in particular at the beach, of sort of being trained as first – responders, but still being teenagers. So there was a lot of hedonistic behavior going on.
I bet there was.
A lot of it. It was a lot of fun. But so I was kind of sort of thrown into being an adult at the age of 17, you know, where you really are highly trained. I mean, we were trained not just like CPR and first aid, but like, you know, how to put somebody on a bodyboard, how to identify dangerous substances, you know, burns, a lot of different things that, you know, for 17 is a lot of information. And yeah, so the training was amazing, and yeah, I never drank before I went to as a guard at North Avenue. I never drank, had sex, or did drugs before I became a guard at North Avenue Beach. And within the summer, two of those things were no longer true. More after this on 720 WGN. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thank you for tuning in pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio for our second Thanksgivings in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm pretty late, and Carm is our guest. Hey, Carm.
I don't know.
We love having you. Thank you so much for being here.
I mean, you had to scrape the bottom of the barrel.
No,
here,
no. You said all along you were coming to the party. So,
and I was excited about it.
Have you ever had
awesome party?
Have you ever had a party where like just nobody shows up?
Yeah, my bar mitzvah was basically that.
No.
I know, it's terrible.
Was it?
Well, I wouldn't say nobody showed up, but maybe there was probably 70 kids who said they were coming, mm-hmm. and maybe 40 showed. It was the first Sunday.
40 showed.
Yeah, like less.
That's than, not no one.
Well, but yeah, but I
but
mean,
it wasn't anybody he liked.
Well, you had like almost.
Yeah, but 40 people were there. That yep. made a lot of people That's very mad. That you yeah, just but, described that way.
But yes. Hold on a second. When you got 70 saying they're coming, and like literally almost half don't come on the day of because
and you got a lot of tables set.
Yeah,
empty seats. Yeah,
and it was the opening day, first game of 1986 for the Bears after they won the Super Bowl. So mm-hmm. everybody was like, and it, by that, you know, September bar mitzvah season is long over. People are just bar mitzvahed out. So in the northern burbs, so they were like, Bears. You're out, Carm.
And wow. Couldn't you have like had a television at the
yeah,
bar mitzvah?
You could have showed it somehow.
Could have, probably did.
And he's like,
that wasn't good enough.
Not good enough. By the way, Joseph Giannini just Facebooked us and asked if he was invited. I believe
we
that we did.
Did that on
yeah,
air.
We yeah. did. Invite
we did
you.
That on air. By the way, Mark, I see a young Mark Carmen looking out at a crowd of 40 people saying, man, why did no one come to this? Those 40 kids
are
so sad.
Oh, no.
That definitely happened. It was,
I feel a little bit, today I just feel like it's a little low key.
Yeah.
Hang out with our friends. Hang out with our listeners.
Everybody's very chill.
They're at our party. What are we talking about? All of our listeners right now showed up to the second Thanksgivings. Right now, go to your fridge, take out your leftovers, make yourself a plate of leftovers. Second Thanksgiving. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make, well, first we're making a plate for Roger because he has not had Thanksgiving dinner. So he gets first dibs on everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But no green beans for you because you say no to vegetables.
Roger is thirsty up there. Look at him.
Yeah.
I'm,
I wish I'd made like something. Hey, Joseph Giannini, if you can bring a non-alcoholic beverage, like something fun for Roger, that would be cool too. Joseph is listening at his wine shop. Not only did we say
Merlot.
Please.
Merlot. I'll take a Merlot.
No.
Oh, really? Yes. Merlot for
Malbec
is really good too.
What?
Malbec. It's a wonderful.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, Malbec. Bring a Malbec.
That's good. Yeah, bring
him
Joseph. Yes. Joseph called in after we talked to him
Yeah, we talked to him on the air.
And then we put him on the air and he said, yes, I'm going to be there.
Yes.
He agreed to this. I'll play the audio back.
What kind of request do you have, Carm? You want some beer? What do you like?
Oh, I am up for whatever shows up. I don't make any demands at this point in my life. I'm just easy going, Patty.
All right, then. That's yes, the, whatever. Yeah. I only have two beers left. I have to go upstairs and see what else is left somewhere. I thought people would bring stuff. Not you. You were working all day.
I feel bad. I could have.
Don't feel bad. I told you our
I've
listeners
got Pellegrino.
Are listening. Perfect, but it's a little sparkly.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
I could have brought some baked egg leftover.
Baked egg leftover.
Aubrey Mumpower's here.
Hey Aubrey.
He's going to fix some stuff.
Yes.
We have some audio issues.
Everything is down.
Nothing
down here.
Works in the producer's
We had all kinds of clips ready to go.
Yeah. Well, I still have the clips ready to go.
And oh, can you do
did
that?
You,
Not
did
right
everyone
now.
See the Adele thing? Did you guys do one?
Did you see Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. Saturday Night Live's Adele.
Yes.
No,
so we
I
were
did.
Talking about this when we started the show, Roger, about having sort of political or heavy and or heated conversations on a holiday like today.
Right.
I feel like perhaps there's a little bit of a cloud hanging over some mm-hmm. of our, you know, conversations. But I think that they found a solution on Saturday Night Live.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I am so thankful to have you all here today.
I am thankful that I only burned the turkey a little bit. I'm sorry, gang.
You know, I am thankful that our governor is not going to let those refugees in here.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, I heard the refugees are all ISIS in disguise.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I actually saw an ISIS in the A&P today when I was picking up the yams.
No, you didn't, Aunt Kathy. That was an Asian woman.
You know what? I have a question for you. Why is it that your friends keep antagonizing the police?
Why would you ask my boyfriend that?
Well, I'm just trying to get to know Jamal.
That's very confrontational.
And she's a guest in our house.
Excuse me?
I don't know who. She's a guest in our house.
Hello. It's me.
Oh, your grandparents are here.
How was the flight?
Oh, it was good. Good.
I saw two transgenders at the airport. They actually look kind of pretty.
Very interesting trend, this.
Oh, my God.
Transgender is not a trend, Mr. Paul.
And there weren't any around when I was younger.
Yeah, they were there, but they couldn't say anything, so they lived sad lives and died.
No, we're talking about Thanksgiving.
And I am ready to vote for Ben Carson. You are such a...
Hello from the outside.
I'm impressed by how strongly people are reacting to "Hello" by Adele.
Oh my God!
Which is
what,
which is funny in this, obviously in the SNL sketch that solves all problems. Any argument you're in the middle of, just play that. Everyone starts lip syncing.
She's got some power behind that voice, though, right?
Have you seen the live feed of her just singing without? Like, it's just her voice.
No.
And, oh, it's unbelievable. There's no...
Set a record for album sales, too.
Yeah, she's beating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you know how SNL, they do the performances, and then someone will isolate the vocal, and it always sounds terrible? Mm-hmm. No one can sing live. Adele can sing live.
Live.
Nails it.
I want to see her sing, like, upside down.
Right,
like,
anything.
Hanging from, some sort of harness. I don't know why that came into my mind. I don't know. And like water, like chilling, like chilled water or something. Like, I want to say, like, make her do like challenges and still see how well she sings.
Do you like L. King's song, X's and O's?
I don't know. Do I like X's and O's, Craig? Yes, I do.
Yeah,
do
you dance like that. That's good. Okay, yeah. We'll play that coming back.
Okay. We're also going to talk after the break, Mark. Maybe, Carm, you can answer this. And a lot of our listeners, because of Adele's song, they did a study in England. They asked 41,000 people, men and women, whether or not Adele's song has inspired them to contact their ex. And I want to see what you think about what the results were.
Okay.
And our listeners as well. Tell us if that song has inspired you to do that. 312-981-7200. News with Roger when we come back.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart?
This is fantastic on so many levels, Craig. We have the studio half darkened tonight because it's just a little bit of it's an intimate gathering for our second Thanksgiving. Our listeners out there in your cars, in your homes, maybe you're at work tonight. There's a lot of people working tonight. Carm, you're working. That's why you're still here.
All true. I'll tell you, the people that were at Best Buy and just really getting it done for those who wanted the phenomenal deal that might not even be that phenomenal of a deal.
Right.
God love you.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to grind it out.
Well, exactly. You make a good point, Mark. We should, 312-981-7200, anyone that is shopping should give us a call and let us know
what's
going on.
Please give us an update. No doubt about it. We were talking before the news. The other reason that song is perfect, we were talking about the latest song by Adele, Hello. I can say hello without saying from the other side. But I just did it, so that sort of defeats my having said I can do it. It has inspired many people to contact their exes. If you have not heard the song, it's basically a very forlorn song about contacting an ex. And I've called you 1,000 times, and she wants to go over what happened. She's sorry that she failed him. But a lot of women, I think, also hear it as what you did wrong too, I think. Maybe what I did wrong. I don't know. How do you hear it all as like she feels like a failure in the past relationship?
Well, it's interesting because when I listen to that song, all I do is just feel the passion and the pain. I don't.
You don't think about yourself. You think about her passion and pain. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's why maybe the results are like this for the study.
I think it's hard for if I can sound
like
perhaps,
a dude.
Yes, like
okay.
A dude here.
That's fine.
I mean, I think it's hard for a dude to fully resonate with Adele and that type of passion that she's bringing. I mean, we're just not that in touch with ourselves.
Okay.
I mean, she's really in it right there.
And more so than even Taylor Swift, or Taylor Swift, same thing, where she's
Taylor like, Swift comes across more like a girl. But Adele comes off across
as a
woman.
Yep. I think you're right.
I mean, and not saying there's anything wrong with girls, because I like girls.
No. It's about experience, perspective, and even though they may be close in age, it's still what your approach is, how you use your wisdom, whether or not you're going to be short-sighted or far-sighted about something.
Right. I mean, Taylor Swift sings songs like Mean, which is a nice, and I love that song, mm-hmm. but that's like 16-year-old. Why are you so mean? I mean, like, you know, Adele's singing like, holy God, like she just crossed the desert and...
Like,
you know,
the soul of several women.
Right.
She sounds like she has all of that. Yes. Hello, Roger.
It's Roger.
And I have, now I do have, I have, where did I put the Prosecco? I have Prosecco.
I got a fork.
You have a fork? You have everything? Yeah. Grab some food. Yeah, have a seat. You got a little time.
I'm trying really hard to control my Taylor Swift fandom right now as we were ripping the Taylor Swift.
I'm not ripping her.
That was a 2010 song, though. That's 5 years ago. Taylor Swift now is a woman. Now the songs are... Like,
Shake It Off is still a little bouncy, I think.
Shake It Off
about.
Is bouncy. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Shake It Off.
Roger, what was your question about the food? Were you asking about the food?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know if we could hire you for the evening or something.
Oh, is it good?
Well, it smells good. It looks great.
I don't know. Mark, how was the caramel?
It's delicious, Patty.
Is it good? It's okay. I mean, you can pick your pick and choose.
It's just okay.
I mean, it's okay. You don't have to like lavish me with any compliments. So you can say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You haven't
tasted it yet.
I don't care. You made it. It looks fantastic.
The chef.
The presentation is delightful.
Oh, well, I did my best. I wasn't sure if you wanted gravy, and I put cranberries on there even though you didn't ask for them.
The gravy is phenomenal.
Okay, so that was a bit of a mistake.
Why?
I was taught how to make a turkey by the chef at Howells & Hood with Macell products last week. Mm. And I was supposed to, I don't know if you saw, but I shot a video at Howells & Hood and I was trying to watch my own video of how to make the gravy and I couldn't get it to reload on my iPad. So I was kind of winging it. But I used it's the first time I've used every part of the turkey. I used the innards for the gravy, the heart, the liver, the neck.
Yeah.
I made a roux with peppercorns. So here's what I stuffed the turkey with. The turkey is stuffed with onions, lemons, and oranges. So I also put those all around on the roasting pan. So that's a lot of the juice in the gravy. That's why it has it.
By the way, Patty, Glenn Kozlowski just called in. He said that your cooking sounds amazing.
Why didn't he stay on the line?
He didn't want to because of the second point. Your cooking sounds great, but he's going to punch Mark Carmen in the face when he sees him on Sunday.
Why? Because of the song Hello? What happened?
That's just, it's really...
Why is there so much violence on that show? And then, like, you ask if you can come over and watch the game, and they're all locking their doors and hiding in the dark because they don't want you to come over. What's that mean? Well, a lot of mean boys.
Here's the thing. I basically begged Kaz to come down here, and he said,
I got a drumstick down here for you, Kaz.
I mean,
drumstick.
He said he was coming.
He's like a king, literally.
I mean, I walked around, where's Kaz? Where's Kaz? Where's Kaz? Oh, of course, he's just left and just dogged me. And now calling in.
Mm-hmm. I massaged this 15-pound bird in butter. And just, I feel like about half an hour, I massaged
it. Tastes it. It's, oh my God, I'm in heaven. You won't have any more news tonight?
What? Oh, because you're going to be passed out from all the food.
I'm just down here. That's...
Let's take a quick break so I can pour him a glass of Prosecco. More after this on 720 WGN.
1, 2, 3, they're going to run back to me. Because I'm the best baby that they never got to keep. 1, 2, 3, they're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to leave.
Yes, I do like this song, Carm. X's knows. I do enjoy this song very much. We are talking about Adele's song, Hello. And there's a study recently in England where they asked 41,000 people, men and women, if Adele's recent song has inspired them to contact their exes. So we're talking about that song in particular. Jill, what did you want to say about Adele?
Oh, yes. One thing real quick. I had heard her say the first album, the first popular one. I think she had one 19 and then the 21.
Right.
21 was like a breakup album. And this is like an album about forgiveness. But what I was going to say is that the song was playing in the car. And we have my brother-in-law driving. He's 54. I'm 51. Uh-huh. My niece is in there. She's 19. And, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And he's saying, well, how old is this person singing? They got to be into their 30s. I go, no, she's 25. And he goes, no, no, this is a grown woman singing.
See, that's what Karma's saying.
Yes.
That's someone who's got the perspective and is a little more worldly. Yeah.
I agree.
Right.
Did you ever call an ex and try to go over what happened?
No.
Never?
No.
That's good.
No.
I think that's probably for the best. Leave it behind, right?
Yep. Yep.
How was your Thanksgiving, Jill?
It was great. I'm so full. I can't have any. I tried to, you know, get the stuffing and the gravy and the mashed potatoes and turkey out, but I can't look at it anymore.
Can't look at it anymore. That's always been my favorite part. That's why we thought of this party. I always like the dinner with my family, and then hours later, going at it again after it's been in the fridge for a while and it's had a time to sit, and then you reheat it. Yeah, that microwave plate, you sit in front of TV. Yeah, yeah.
I'm terrible. I just ate my dressing out of the little container.
Out of the container. That works too. Oh, I love you, Jill. Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, Jill, are you? How's your Christmas tree lights?
Oh, they're not up.
They're not up. Do you have problems with them? We're going to send you a. Hold on. Let me find this my prize for you for calling and sharing with us.
Oh, is that the thing where they
tree
check the lights?
The light keeper. Let me find that for you.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I really need one of those.
Craig's going to get your information. Let me get the information, let you know what that is. The items this week, and I hope I'm giving away the right thing. I know I am. There we are. Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for repairing holiday light sets. Everybody else can watch the video at lightkeeperpro.com. But Jill, Craig's going to get your information and send you one before Christmas. So you can check your lights. So how many people? So there were 41,000 people were surveyed, were asked questions about whether or not they felt inspired to. Oh, you were going to only stay for one more segment. You're still here, Carm. I'm sorry. You were. You wanted to go. I just realized you were trying to leave earlier. I feel bad. I feel like I kept you. I'm the desperate party host that won't let people leave.
Just wait.
I'm so sorry.
Just everybody settle down. All I was doing, I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything. I just realized that you had said I'll stay for another segment, and I've kept you here. Don't mind the straps on the chair.
Patty.
The door might be locked.
Patty.
You're my only party person,
Patty.
And Roger and Craig.
Patty.
Yes.
You know that I love being in your presence.
I know,
in your
studio, but you've been here since 2 p.m.
Yeah, no, I'm not staying past 1, but I but I wasn't at all thinking about leaving in that very moment, which
I
was
know.
Just you just stopped.
You're contemplating.
It's like, no, I wasn't. I was actually reading your Adele "Hello" lyrics because I've listened to the song, but I've never really listened to it. I'm like looking at the lyrics. Jesus, wow, Adele, you're going big in that one.
Yes, she is.
I mean, she is.
She means it.
She meant it.
So there's they interviewed men and women. What do you think the percentage was of women who felt inspired to reach out to their ex?
3%. No, I think it was probably. I don't know, 52%?
No. 64%.
What? Yeah.
64% of women asked, were questioned if they felt inspired, compelled, to reach out to an ex after hearing the song Hello.
Nah. Yeah. They lied. I bet you they called, and before they picked up.
I would tell you something. I'm a married woman, and I think for a lot of women, when they hear the song, they think of the first person. If they were to call somebody, who would that be? And I told Craig that I've thought about it before, not to get it back together, but to go over what happened and that I'm a different person.
Over?
I don't know. Like somehow explaining myself, because I went a little bit crazy when we broke. I ended it very abruptly, and I started dating somebody else right away. And then I broke up with that guy, and we got back together. And everything got very hazy, and I always felt like I had unfinished business, and that was in college. And I've always, let's call him Tom because that's his name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
and he was not somebody I should have been with, but I still always have that lingering, you know, we did horrible things to each other. I don't know.
Unfinished business?
I guess. I don't even know. But here's the thing with men now. So in the same study, how many men do you think were inspired to try to reach out to an ex?
22%.
17%. Very close.
You're good.
Yeah, you're very good.
Well, because men are the worst, and I fall under that umbrella.
Well, you guys would just rather move on. You don't want to hear about it. You don't want to hear about it. I mean, you might think about it, but you don't want to. Why scratch that itch?
Every breakup that I've ever been through, my initial reaction is to want to get right back into it. So
yes, I think that that's. I think
with
many
somebody
people,
else.
No, with that person.
Oh, back with that person.
Mm-hmm. And then with somebody else, Roger. But for,
the first
with that person, sure.
Larry Miller has this great joke about people who get divorced and they get remarried. He said it's like opening a carton of milk, realizing that it's sour, and then putting it back in the fridge, and you're like, maybe later it'll taste better.
What do you guys do when someone first breaks up with you? What is your kind of MO? Is there a certain movie you watch, or is
all
there something
of
you look for? Okay,
all the I went to
an ice cream.
This was the first time I ever binge watched anything. I actually went to a movie theater in Champaign, Urbana when I broke up with a boy. Let's call him Derek because that was his name. And I went and saw 5 movies in a row at a movie. I just kept sneaking into movies. And just kept
that was the move. So you just kept yourself distracted.
I just sat in a movie theater for 5 movies for like 10 hours.
Wow.
That's what I did.
Were you over it by the time the movies were over?
You know, and I got back together with him.
Oh,
yeah, that happened.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Months later, like a much longer, and then he wanted to move to Chicago with me, and I said no.
Whenever I'm looking for tears, Craig, I go with an Ordinary People.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
what?
Nice.
Good,
no, it's good.
Lord.
I like that choice.
Oh, wow. Horrible.
Do you need to cry? Do you need to cry after breakup too, Mark? Do you have to find a way to get a good cry out?
I like it. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And it takes more than just the breakup. You don't cry during the breakup. We need another stimulus later to really get those tears flowing.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
I want to get into the emotion. I don't know if I need that as much nowadays as I did perhaps a year ago, but... Yes, Ordinary People is my favorite movie of all time.
Well, yeah, it's great.
Well, it's also an interesting masculine journey, if I don't think there's any other way to put it, with Timothy Hutton and this sort of experience he's gone through with losing a brother. It's a great movie. If you've never... I was thinking, you know, Craig, Nick obviously does his big movie club, right, at Movie Co. And I don't want to do a screening of a movie. I want to assign a movie that maybe people haven't seen and just talk about. Like, especially like older movies like Ordinary People, I think would be fun. Although Nick does a lot of... vintage movies, but I wouldn't have a screening. I would just be copying.
I'm guessing Nick has the take on it that Ordinary People did not deserve the Academy Award the year it got it. He's got some critical.
You're saying that he's contrarian.
It was BS.
I doubt that. I suspect that that's a movie. I would
Sutherland
think.
Was overrated.
That's such a good movie. You know who directed that?
Robert Redford.
Oh, so you guys all know this movie.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to claim it my favorite movie all time,
really
I got
to know stuff about it.
My husband likes that movie a lot, too. I like it. I don't love it.
I was hoping that Mark's breakup movie was a Brian song. I was just hoping that he would watch that.
Well, I'll tell you another great one, though, which you're talking about as far as reliving and not reliving. I mean, High Fidelity, it deserves its props.
These are great guy movies. It never occurred to me that guys would have sort of like pour salt in the wound movies.
I mean, I'm part female, Patty. You should figure that
out by
now.
I think there are dudes out there that have breakup movies.
Well, top 5 breakups of all time. I mean, that's the theme of that movie. It's phenomenal. And to your point too, like he goes, he has the conversation, and then he's instantly on.
Yes.
To the next thing.
Yeah, that's what guys can do.
Charlie married Kevin. I mean, it's a strong. That movie got no love.
I agree. It did not get very much love.
And it was great.
I remember an ex-boyfriend, and actually he's going to be on the show next week. There's a comic I dated who's going to be on Tuesday night. Kevin Naughton will be on the show. And I told him we might talk about this. He was the last guy I dated before Steve. And he came up to me at Zany's, and he was telling me about another ex-girlfriend of his that had gotten married. And he goes, he was just shaking his head. He goes, I just don't know how I let women like you get away. I go, let me get away? Running into the night. It was just like, you didn't let me nothing.
What a kick in the pants. You could have just let the guy. I don't know. No, it's like,
no.
You didn't let me get away.
No.
I ran from you. You.
No.
Oh, wow.
Kevin and I are friends, and he can take a good joke. But I was like, Kevin, let. You did. It was not a let thing. I would go to clubs, and I'll tell him this on the air. But I would go to clubs, and every waitress in every club would be like, "Do you know Kevin Naughton?" I'm like, "Yeah, I used to date him." Oh my god, I'm dating him right now. Could you not all tell me that you've dated him? Yeah, he was a player.
Kevin got it done, huh?
He got it done. He was, you know why? Because he's old fashioned. Like he's the kind of guy that walks over to your side of the car, opens the door for you, and stuff.
That's what gets it done.
For me, it was very charming at the time. It was very sweet.
A door opening?
And plus he had like an old Cadillac, an old model Cadillac. I loved it. It was just fun. It was fun to date him.
I mean, I open doors too. It's but I don't think that like...
I was always sweet. You don't think it gets... For women, don't find that appealing anymore?
I mean, maybe.
I think that's really hit or miss now. I think there are some people
You're probably
that
right.
go like, what? I can open my own door. Don't... Come on.
I thought it was sweet. Plus, I am the girl. There's somebody has a thing about this, right? In a movie or a bit that you know you have a keeper. If she reaches over, after you open the door for her, she reaches over and unlocks your door.
Yeah.
Of course, before we all had fobs. But yeah, I would always reach over and unlock his door. What?
That is a big move.
But we're a little bit older. That's all. I don't have kids like that.
We are babies.
I know we're babies. But I'm saying this generation of girls that don't want the doors open for them. I don't speak for them. I'm saying, for me, what did it?
No, I think they do want the doors open, but I don't think it scores like major points.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think for me, it's something I remember. So clearly it did.
I mean, I just do it because it's the right thing to do.
There you go.
And I, you know, do you know what, Elliot? I care deeply.
Elliot Serrano does this where if we're walking down the sidewalk, he always makes sure he's standing this curbside. He's always make sure. And that's like so old fashioned. That's in case a car comes by and splashes. That's what guys walk curbside.
I've been chastised for that by exes. You need to walk closer. Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, that you don't walk on the outside? You for not taking the curbside?
Yeah, I mean, and now I do. But I never knew that at one point. You're on the wrong side. I'm like, I'm on the what? Oh, okay, fine. You want me to get killed by a car, but not you? Great.
Not killed, splashed. Just splashed.
See? You know where that comes from?
When the carriages used to come. What was it?
Not just the carriages.
What was it?
It was even before that. People used to throw wastewater out of their windows. And so the men would have broad brimmed hats. And the ladies would have the parasols. And the men would stand on the side where the water would come down on so the woman wouldn't get wet.
Wastewater right out of your car at randos?
Not the car, the
Enjoy
windows.
Enjoy your leftovers.
The
more after this on 720 WGN.
In the year 1621, the pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. Governor William Bradford and Captain Miles Standish were honored guests. Elder William Brewster, who was a minister, said a prayer that went something like this. We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world with freedom and justice.
Amen. Zeb, that's a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Amen.
That's right. Opportunity to create a new life. And I think that's the nice thing about Thanksgiving, too, is it is kind of a landmark, I think, for me. I kind of do think about what's happened over the year. This is such a acceleration to the end of the year. You know, we'll start having all the lists, the top 10, top worst, top best. And but you know what? Today's a day to pause, spend time with your family, hang out with your friends, you know, like our pretty late favorites.
All of our pretty late favorites came by.
All of them.
Yeah. And then they took the food and left. They're gone already. Look at that.
That was a lot of... Okay, let's go down the list of the people that said they were coming tonight.
Uh-oh. You made the list?
Well, we know. And they all said on the air that they were coming.
Well, let's start out with the good stuff. Mark Carman.
He was here.
Right. He was working the show
We couldn't
before.
Keep him. I tried. I was holding
him.
Yeah,
and he left.
Roger Badish.
But
he's
you
also
are work,
paid
also
to be
working.
Here. Yeah.
Stop with... I'm trying to look at the bright side. Okay.
No. I'm very happy to be with the people including our listeners. More importantly, I'm not mad at the people that didn't come tonight.
No.
Be safe. I hope that you are all well. But let's see. Dr. Scott said she would be here. Dr. Daphne Scott on Friday said she would be joining us. She is in Michigan. Dr. Charles Turk said that he would join us, said that he was not feeling well. Elliot Serrano, who I did keep up past his bedtime last night, also not coming.
Yeah, yes. But he was here yesterday. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
he came early.
Yeah.
We have John Tatey, who when he found out the show was starting at midnight, so
couldn't make it.
He also said he had guests that were coming and maybe he'll come next week.
Okay.
We also had Carissa. I thought Carissa said she was coming. And
Joseph Giannini said he was coming
Joseph
on air.
Joseph was coming as well.
Yeah. Well,
Adam Selzer said he was coming, and then said, "Oh, by the way, I'm in Georgia."
You know, I mentioned to you before the show started that we should just play clips from last year's show because it was a packed house.
It was packed. We had to rotate people into their microphones.
I know. Your mom was here.
My mom fell asleep for hours after the show because she had some of Adam Selzer's.
Everyone was playing Against Humanity in the other room.
Oh, it was a party, and this is fun tonight too, though.
It is. This is great.
This is.
I did find a list of 7 things you should do when you're stuck spending Thanksgiving alone. I don't know. If you want to go.
What should I do? I'm kind of. Maybe there are people that are still thinking about their Thanksgiving that didn't go as they had hoped it would. So
number one,
maybe 312-981-7200. Tell us if your Thanksgiving went sideways.
Right. If you
and we'll all make each other feel better.
Lonely. Call in because we're here for you.
Or just maybe you burned something.
Yeah.
Maybe there were fights. No, we shouldn't go with the negative or the good things.
Yeah, give us some good things, and if you need a friend right now, call us for that.
Yes, 312-981-7200. I have another Lightkeeper to give away.
Number one on the list says, if other kind souls invite you over for their Thanksgiving, kind of like a pity invite, I guess, a little bit, at least consider the offer. Don't let pride be the reason that you don't spend Thanksgiving with someone.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Do you think so? Do you think that you would take an offer if it was you don't even really know the person? I would
consider
not
going. It's
hard
to be that adventurous, yeah. It's hard to. There's a lot of good stuff on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. Right.
Well, then number two, on the flip side, truly consider spending the holiday alone and really reflecting and having a good me day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you
like
make
that.
A turkey, though?
Would I make it? No, I might get some sliced turkey. I might make a turkey sandwich.
Yeah. Like some, just a little bit of something.
Yeah. Make a little, right. Put some thyme and sage on there, make it taste like it was stuffing.
Don't cook the whole thing.
Do you like stuffing? I didn't even ask before.
I love
stuffing. On your plate.
Stuffing,
okay,
is something I love. And mashed potatoes, I love. Everything you gave me. And the brown gravy.
Great.
It was awesome. I would have loved, because I love gravy so much.
Mm-hmm.
Gravy,
yes,
on everything.
Great. Oh, I'm sorry.
Please. Are you kidding? I'm just up here telling Dan Long that I'm ready to burst.
Oh, Dan. If Dan Long wants some food, I have some.
Dan Long, come on down.
I have. Yeah. I can get some.
Get some food.
Are you hungry? Not if you want some.
He's giving us a thumbs up.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'll save some of my drumstick. I have a huge drumstick. I feel like one of those King Arthur. I can cut some meat off of that for you. And we've got we've definitely have mashed potatoes. We got gravy. We got stuffing. We have cranberry sauce.
Number three on this list of seven things you should do if you're stuck spending the holiday alone is kind of an interesting one. It says consider hosting an event yourself, which if you're stuck being alone, I think you probably would have already.
These are things that you're planning ahead for.
Yeah, that's a plan ahead.
Yeah. Okay. What else got on your list?
Scout nearby restaurants that'll be open. Mm-hmm. So if you can't do anything else, try to find a restaurant where you can be with people.
I once had to serve on a Christmas Eve. My parents came and ate at the restaurant. It
was
really sweet.
Aww.
Yeah, that was
Where
nice.
Were you working?
At the Grizzly Lodge on Lincoln Avenue.
That sounds lovely.
Back in the day.
Number five, call or at least FaceTime with family. So if you can't be with them, connect with them in
the
internet.
That's a great idea.
Would you maybe also eat some food into the camera?
Okay. I'm doing it right now on the radio. What are you talking about?
Number six, have somewhat of a plan. Okay, this is a terrible list of ideas.
This is a too late list.
Right, this is a way too late. If you're stuck being alone, you can't have a plan. Number seven, try cooking something outside of the box. If you're stuck alone anyway, at least be adventurous with the meal.
Well, I would say that making a turkey was actually outside of the box for me. I had never made one, and I really enjoyed the process. I had never reached into a turkey to
get that stuff
remove
out.
Its cavity, everything from its cavity. Well, here's what I didn't
Are you a different person now?
I learned something because Chef Brett at Howls and Hood had told me to make sure you reach in there. It's all the way in the front, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a flashlight. I had a flashlight because I'm like, am I missing it? Like, is it it's stuck? Is I'm looking because it's a pouch. It's supposed to be a pouch of stuff. He said many people end up cooking the pouch of innards, the gizzards and the heart. So I'm sitting there, and then when I flipped it over, I was buttering the bottom, I realized there's another opening. So you have the large cavity opening on one side, and then the other opening.
The hand motions you're making right now are not. Okay, go ahead.
Sticking my hands.
Don't do that.
You need to be watching
don't
on TV.
Yeah.
And WGNRadio.com.
There you go.
So this one was empty. The larger cavity was empty.
Right.
When I flipped it over, I realized that the pouch was in
was
this
in the
end.
Smaller
this,
one.
This end, yes.
Was it one of those like mine lights that you wore? Was it on the top of your...
I was going to ask Griffin to hold the flashlight with me while Mommy dug around for the innards. I thought, he was already scarred. We
Griffin, this moment's going to change us both.
He was a little disturbed by my slicing the heart into thin pieces.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
Yes,
yeah.
It was a little disturbing.
Before you break,
it wasn't beating. It's a piece of
Before you break, can I do my shout out?
Yes, please do your shout out.
Thank you. Excuse me. So the family had dinner over at one of my daughter's friends, longtime friend from grade school, Lindsay Gillet, with her family and my daughter, our daughter, and her kids, and our son, and my wife. And so they had a great Thanksgiving dinner. They wanted to call in earlier. This was a couple hours ago. They wanted to call in and have me put them on the air. And I said, no, that's not going to work because I can't do that.
And then you said maybe we can do it during Patty's show. And they said, what? That's too late.
Well, they are all asleep. I mean,
I was telling somebody last night, Craig, and let's do this here, what we're thankful for. I was telling someone, Peter Nickias from the Chicago Tribune, I was telling him that once in a while we'll have a guest that we really want to have on the show, and they'll be all jazzed about it, and they want to do it, and then we tell them what time, and they're like, oh, that's a little late for me. And I was telling Peter, like, there are certain guests that I will work around. Like tonight, all of our favorites, got it. We love them. We trust them. There's a lot of things going on right now. But when somebody says that this is a little too late for them, you will never hear from us again.
Oh, for sure.
You will never. This is the thing. This show does all right in the ratings.
It does. It's pretty well rated, and the AM signal travels far at night.
38 states in Canada. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, this is kind of number one.
Right. When they judge the amount of exposure they get from us, we're done with the, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of late. It's a little late.
Oh, I thought you guys would be on a little bit earlier.
Are they saying that because they think they'll have more publicity, or are they saying because it's past their bedtime?
There's a little bit of both.
We don't care, Roger. Yeah. Take a nap.
Here's
damn
the thing.
It.
You either want to have a conversation on the number one radio show overnights, or you don't.
Right.
I mean, that's really
boom. What just happened, y'all?
Drop the mic.
I'm just saying. You have a choice to make. More after this on 720 WGN. I just got a tweet from a listener who is not a fan of Adele's, but I think how you like that, Robert? He's going to turn it up for you. I think, but that's that's a great thing about art is it's subjective. You get to not like something. I know that everybody at the dinner table at Thanksgiving tonight was all talking about how much they love the song. To me, it kind of built a little bit. I mean, I don't have to hear it. It's just one. I actually like her last album more. People are moved by it. We want to know, actually, who is out shopping right now. We've sort of avoided the last two nights. I have sort of avoided the heavier topics of this week and the last several weeks because it is Thanksgiving. And I don't know. I just feel like taking a breath, taking a step back. There's a lot of really hateful things. I'm surprised by some of the comments that are being made, both in person that I've heard and also online. I think people behind their keyboards are saying some things that are just surprising. But 312-981-7200, are the events of this week going to prevent you from coming downtown? I know Brian Noonan talked about this earlier. There is a planned protest for Michigan Avenue. And they're going to be heading north toward Water Tower. I believe they're starting at, is it Michigan and, it's not Randolph, is it? It's Michigan and...
Wacker.
Michigan and... Oh, yeah. Oh,
actually,
oh.
Actually, the original reports I saw were Pioneer Court right outside.
Oh!
But the latest I think we have is Michigan and Wacker. Then they're going to walk the bridge and come across.
There have been other protests, right? But we've been...
Oh, sure.
The tone that people are using is just a little bit surprising. I feel like some people are blatantly saying because they're black, and I think other people are saying it sort of more subtly, that they're worried about it because there have been violent protests other places. So what is it that you think is happening that this continues to be a motivating factor in the black community? Because if it is that, because it can't be happening spontaneously, it has to be a buildup. It can't just, because what you're saying then is just black people do this.
Right. You're talking
overreact to something that is not, it's not okay to behave this way.
You're talking to some of the people on social media who are saying some surprising stuff for social media, which you already have kind of
Do you want me to read that one?
Yeah.
Should I read that
one? Well, you can if you want to, but
it's not even that bad. You know what's funny is that people will hear it and go, what? That sounds about right. And I think that people, the sentiments that people harbor seem to be what they might say in private are now definitely coming to the surface. And maybe that's better. Maybe, get it out in the open. You're frustrated. I'm frustrated today with this video of Donald Trump. And he was mocking a young man who has special needs. And not just mocking him, was mimicking him. He has a speech impediment. He has a disability. He has does not have full control of one of his arms. And Donald Trump was giving a speech. People were laughing. And to me, I can't have faith in people who find that funny, appropriate, acceptable, a person they want to lead the country, that someday when my son and I were at the Museum of Science and Industry, Declan does not speak, cannot speak, teenagers, right, young men without fully formed brains, were mocking my son. And Declan, I have a wheelchair for Declan, and these kids were, Declan makes a noise like, mah, nah, nah. He's trying to vocalize. My son is trying to communicate. He's making noises, and one of the boys made the same sound. He started going, mah, nah, 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 like that. I spun around with the wheelchair, and I went right up to his table, because if you think that I'm going to just walk by and you're going to shame me or make fun of my son or do that to people like our family, you got another thing coming.
You go, Patty Vasquez.
And I walked up to his table and I go, oh my God, my son is missing part of his brain. He's missing his corpus callosum in the frontal lobe. And it sounds like you have the same disorder. Would you, do you need some help? Because I know people that can get you services.
Oh my.
Do not.
That was so well done. What happened?
No, his story? Friend is like, his other friend, like he just stopped and looked at me. He's like,
They just both turned really white.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, don't. Mm-hmm. Don't. You can't. And so I can't, I don't have that ability with Donald Trump. I have a radio show.
Right.
But do not. Do not. You're taking, by the way, it's not just that young man.
Yeah.
That young man's family who, you know, they have worked very hard to raise their child.
Yeah.
In the hopes that he could reach his potential, and he's a reporter now.
He's a successful reporter.
Yeah.
So
and somebody who people want to be the next president of the United States went on a stage and mocked him, mimicked him, made fun of
his disability.
Yeah.
Which
good
again,
job.
If you're someone in politics or if you're a reporter in press, anyone like that, you think that the conversation would solely be about your opinion mm-hmm. and whether or not you can disagree about that. But when you go beyond mm-hmm. what his opinion is and just trying to talk to him as an equal, as someone that. And you make fun of his disability.
But is it surprising to anybody? Like to me,
no,
like I never, all of this. I told you from the beginning. This is a dangerous portion of history that we are entering into. I'm sorry, I got fired up.
I
got fired up. Steve wanted to join the conversation. What do you want to say, Steve?
Well, I kind of went off track, but
I did. No, I went off track.
As far as the protesters, it's freedom of expression. It's not like mob action or anything. Just let them go.
Yes, I agree. There are people who are very worried, but I think that they're worried about things like the violence that happened in Ferguson. It's been 2 days now. People, we've seen the video. It's been it's international now, and we have not seen that reaction to the video yet. We see people who are angry.
Not like a Rodney King deal.
Right, exactly. But I mean, like, we haven't had the court case. Who knows? As this thing continues, as the story continues, where the frustrations might lead. How was your Thanksgiving, Steve?
I overate, but everybody does.
What was your favorite thing today? Did you have one thing that kind of jumped out and you went, "Nah, that was something"?
Well, no, I'm a glutton for stuffing and gravy.
Me too. I love the stuffing and gravy, as long as you keep it traditional. I mean, if you want to put oysters in there, that's your thing. But
No.
Just the cornbread, you know, the croutons, the celery, the onion, all good stuff. Well, have a wonderful holiday season, Steve.
You too, baby.
Thank you so much. Right. More after this on 720 WGN.
Suki. Hi there.
You okay?
This tastes good.
Yeah, it looks like they're deep frying
everything.
Huh.
Vegetables, mashed potatoes, butter, pickles. Salt.
A napkin.
And yet you're very serene.
You're practically floating.
Well, you come at a good time, ladies. I've already gone through the 5 stages of grieving.
What would we do if it exploded?
Denial. Anger. I don't remember these two, but they were served on the rocks with salt. Now I'm just happily scotched in acceptance. Scotched.
Ensconced?
Ensconced. That's it. I do believe I heard Phil suggests throwing Junior in.
Junior?
His nephew.
Whoa.
I chimed in on that one.
What happened over there?
About a half hour ago, they set the lawn on fire. But Phil says it's okay and everything because they'll grow back twice as lush. But that's what he said when he broke my salad bowl that I brought back from Belgium.
Melissa McCarthy, Suki St. James. Gilmore Girls. They're doing, Netflix has signed on to do, I think, 6-hour-and-a-half-long episodes.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, that's happening.
That sounds amazing. Netflix is doing great things on the TV.
They are.
The internet version of the television.
They don't know if, we have an inside track on this now. We know Gypsy, Rose Abdu.
We do, yeah.
They don't know if Melissa McCarthy has signed on. Mm. And Sally Struthers is very nervous they won't call her. How do you not call Babette? She's Babette.
You have to call Babette.
Yes.
I think everyone's going to be a part of the show.
I think so, too.
Except maybe Melissa McCarthy. She's got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And unfortunately, Edward Herman right. has passed away.
Yes.
So, but I'm looking forward to that. I want to know where Rory is. I want to know how Lorelai and Luke are. Do they make it?
I don't know.
Do you think that Luke has like his diners in the Dragonfly now?
Oh, that makes sense. No, but
no,
he would hate that, though.
He would really hate that. Roger's so outside the loop.
It's a good idea for drama, though.
It is.
Oh, I'm looking up this Jessica Jones.
There we go.
Series. My daughter has Netflix, but the only time I get to see it is when I'm babysitting the girls, and I'm not going to watch this or Daredevil when they're around.
Roger, just ask her for her login information and login.
I could do it at home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just do that.
So Jessica Jones is a Marvel show?
Oh, my God, it is. Oh, this show is so good.
Are you familiar with this show? The character?
I'm through Elliot, I am familiar. Mm-hmm. And James Van Osdell kind of introduced me to it when I saw the first ad for it, because it's not a character that I'm familiar with through my time with comic books.
Gotcha.
Because I've been away from comics for quite some time.
Yeah, everyone's been talking about Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
And they're talking about a lot.
I mean, Jessica Jones was created in like 2001, we're talking about here. Okay. So this is a fairly newish character.
Yeah.
She's the wife of Luke Cage.
Mm-hmm.
It's another really awesome.
See, now Luke Cage, I remember.
Yeah, right. Because he's a more classic
character. But I was long gone from that before he got involved.
Mm-hmm. So. She's got a bunch of superpowers, Patty. She's like basically a Wonder Woman, but she's not as indestructible as Wonder Woman. But
and
other than that,
she's actually played by a woman who was on Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, Kristen Ritter.
She played one of Paris's girlfriends, one of her best friends.
She's great. Did you ever watch Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23?
I did not.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that show, I think she's a great actress.
She's very good. She's very unique looking.
Yes.
She's got like an incredibly long neck.
Well, and this character that she portrays is sort of dark for a superhero, kind of an anti-hero, I guess. And she does that really well.
Great.
Clarify, is that Doctor Who next to her in this picture I'm looking at? David Tennant?
No, yes, David Tennant is in the show.
What?
Yes.
All right, well, then I don't have to watch the show.
He plays the bad guy.
He's one of my favorite
doctors. Oh, really?
Yeah. What?
David Tennant plays the bad guy.
He's
a really good, he does a really good job.
I'll see what Griffin thinks.
I need to get this.
I'll have to see what Griffin thinks. I'm going to Chicago TARDIS this weekend.
Oh,
Elliot is going to be one of the hosts on panels.
Not
and
fair.
He'll be talking to the woman who plays River Song. Mm-hmm. He'll be talking to Alex Kingston. Who also played Dr. Corday? Why don't you? Oh, because you're working that day.
I gotta work every day.
I'm sorry. It's a busy weekend. This is a busy weekend for a lot of people. This is a big ramp up. We are going to see Santa Claus. We're going to see a lot of holiday decorations. We are going to the Chicago TARDIS. Tomorrow we are hunkering down. I am staying home. Traffic is more my thing because we got stuck on the. Oh, Craig, I didn't even tell you this. Elliot and I were coming here for the 12:30 yesterday to start the show. And we were coming from my home. I live on the northwest side. And the Blackhawks were playing, so we were not actually getting updates. And I don't listen to other stations. And I did not. We might have missed a traffic update. The Ohio-Ontario feeder ramp was shut down. Protesters were blocking the ramp. So we were at a complete standstill. And, you know, even though there is a clear no U-turn sign there, we decided that
you might have done that.
Well, there are other people that were doing it.
Yeah. At that point.
It's for emergency situation. Not that there's an emergency, but you
those
know.
Rules don't count.
Well, the other choice I had was walking down the ramp.
Well, and
leaving Elliot in traffic.
As you and I have discussed before, we both feel a little bit of shame when we get stuck in traffic because of where we work.
Yes.
Because
we should really know.
Right.
We should really.
We can even text people.
I know. I have Roger's number in my phone. I could just as easily texted him being like, you know, hey.
What's it look like out there?
What's going on?
Yeah. I was reporting it was closed.
I was not listening. Well, I had been telling Elliot about my plans to go to a meditation retreat.
Oh, nice.
Where I'm not allowed to talk for 2 days.
That part is confusing.
There are people who go for longer than 2 days.
I aspire for
2 days.
They're probably quiet people in general.
You don't know that. I think this could be a really, you know, like to not hear anybody's BS, though. Like no one hearing my BS. I don't have to hear their BS. Like how nice to not have conversations. Like,
can I make a suggestion, though? I think you should at least carry a notepad so you can write stuff down.
Oh, no, and no doubt about that. Yes.
Right. So you can at least express yourself somehow, and then maybe we'll run through a little of it on the air.
Oh, I like that. What was I thinking while I was on retreat?
Yes. Oh, by the way, we got a text from the 773. Jessica Jones is a great superhero. She really downplays a lot of the super stuff, and that's from Monty.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, Monty, thank you.
Yeah.
I will check out Jessica Jones because everyone seems to love it. I'm gonna hunker down. We're gonna watch Doctor Who's tomorrow. Doctor Who. I don't mean to say Doctor Who's.
No,
it's a different
show.
Doctor Who's. Doctor Whom. Doctor What. But yes, we're gonna watch.
I love that show. Doctor Who's.
Doctor Who's. We're gonna watch some of those. We actually have Supergirl to catch up on.
Good.
I believe we have Flash. I think we're all caught up on Green Arrow.
Flash is coming up with a crossover with Arrow.
Yeah,
again.
Next week. Yeah.
And now I'm a bigger fan. I think you know of Green Arrow.
Right. Thank you. He is the Green Arrow now, so that's correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The show's called Arrow, but still.
The crossover is previewing the third show that will be coming out of this franchise.
In January, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Legends of Tomorrow.
They are blowing it up.
Right.
Now, is Black Canary, she looks like she's going to be...
She's alive again.
Yes.
I don't know if I ruined that
Even
for you.
Even the dad almost... Dad was contemplating making that
shooting her. Yeah, that probably would have made sense. Mm-hmm. But She is a crazed live person.
Well, it's kind of like she. It reminded me a little bit of Pet Sematary.
Oh, nice. Yeah, sure. Yeah, same thing. Bring a superhero back from the dead. It's like a Pet Sematary.
It's kind of like Pet Sematary with Ed Gwynn, I believe. bury your cat and.
And then see what happens.
And then see what happens. Yeah. You should black. Well, she's a canary. She's Black Canary. I
like the fact that the Marvel TV shows are all bringing people back from the dead, though.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't die, because that is true to comic books. You never really kill people.
Well, that happened on Buffy, right?
Yeah.
And there are, like, they sort of, I often feel on some of these shows they're making it up as they go along, which makes them, you know, just a little.
Oh, and if we want to talk about characters that were thought dead but are still alive, Jon Snow has now been teased on a poster for Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's right. People are very excited.
There's a poster and he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting, Patty. I know you're super excited about it.
Well, there's something that just happened on my episode of Fargo this week. I watched Fargo.
Okay, that's
now that we're swirling around with all of our shows. A character was walked out to into the woods. And I thought it was interesting that they actually did not use a gunshot. Like, but the assumption is that he did do away with the person that they were intending to kill. But it was Fargo was really well done.
He just walked off screen into the woods.
They were in the woods. He had the other person on their knees.
Okay.
They were begging for their life.
Ooh.
And saying, you don't have to do this. Just let me, you know. And
wasn't gonna work
there was
out.
No gunshot, but he goes back to his car alone. And then he's mad, but we never hear a gunshot, right? He points the gun. That's the last thing we see. I guess you have to assume that.
Did the other guy maybe die of a heart attack?
Right? That's
yeah, that could have happened. Yeah.
Notice I didn't say whether it was a guy or not.
Oh.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
But now I've actually, I guess, given that away. It's such a good show.
I didn't even know. I was just making stuff up.
Such a good show.
Yeah.
Such a good show. It's just the way it's shot. It's just, I told you I don't watch Game of Thrones because of all the mud.
Right.
It might also be, there's a lot of mud.
What is Fargo on? What channel is that on?
That is on FX.
You know how many good shows are not on network television? Like almost all of them. All the really good shows.
Okay, but I love The Good Wife. The Good Wife takes on a lot of stuff. They were talking about Home and Square last season when we started talking about. I mean, it always feels like they're just kind of ahead. Although they just did an episode about Planned Parenthood that was interesting, and they went in a direction you wouldn't expect. It was a group trying to prevent those videos, those sort of hidden camera videos, from being released, and the law firm fights it as a First Amendment case. Not about, like, and she's very, you know, the lawyer Christine Baranski is pro-choice and really believes strongly in that. But, you know, she fights it very strongly as a First Amendment case. Let people decide on their own, even if it is misleading.
And that's the only good show on network television, apparently.
Scandal is so bad I can't stop watching it. It's really an awful show.
Because it was really good at one point.
I think it's always been ridiculous.
Okay.
It's a ridiculous show. It is. I mean,
at least you know then. Every episode going in, you're accepting a really terrible.
The president's mistress moves in with him,
yeah,
and she's now on the cover of like cooking magazines.
She lives in the White House?
She was.
Was there like a mistress?
Oh my God! Spoiler alert! So many things I'm ruining right now.
312-981-7200. Do not complain about our spoilers. We apologize.
Yeah, we forgot to do.
We got to do that alert stuff.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, okay.
I think that Scandal is so over the place. You have to watch it and find out.
When did that happen? How much did we spoil? Was this like
recently? Okay. 2 weeks ago.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not a good spoiler.
But they also took on Planned Parenthood. They did. They took on.
Oh, now I see the theme of why you like shows. Now
I see
what it is there.
Yeah, they took that on.
Yeah.
It was a Republican doing a filibuster.
Jessica Jones has not talked about Planned Parenthood at all yet. I know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Game of Thrones hasn't taken it on.
I haven't told you this about Fargo.
Go ahead.
Our friend from Burn Notice, Bruce Campbell, also from Evil Dead, all the shows.
He plays from Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Yes. He plays Ronald Reagan. Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
Let that hang there for a moment.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's pretty spectacular.
Okay.
It's not an impression, though, either. He does a really good, like, this is my interpretation of Ronald Reagan. Like, it's a little bit of an impression, but it's not a lot. It just happens. It's sort
mostly
of woven.
Just Bruce Campbell.
It's playing Ronald Reagan.
Okay, got it.
But not
okay.
doing like a Rich Little impression of him. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not ridiculous. It's very good. Yeah, I was quite impressed by that. Roger's trying to wrap his mind around Bruce Campbell playing Ronald Reagan. Is that what you're doing?
I'm trying to wrap my mind around everything actually right now. It's just so much information in the past 120 seconds. Of the Patty Vasquez show.
We'll recap everything real quick. Scandal, we ruined a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Good Wife, best show on network television.
I think so.
Jessica Jones, you should watch it. It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Fargo, really good on FX.
And Bruce Campbell plays Ronald Reagan.
Yep, done.
More after this, 720. And Jon Snow might be back.
Talk about it. It did not make the show. it had to go. Maybe next time, I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go. The end of the show. Go slow. No, we didn't get to it. We thought we had time, but we blew.
You know, oddly enough, we had enough time to get to it because none of our party guests showed up. So we got to...
We had our own party.
Of course we had our own party.
Thank you. That's
really, and we got some more stuff than we thought tonight.
I don't understand what happened.
I'm sorry.
No, why are you sorry?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody should be sorry, even our guests. Like, they all... You shouldn't feel bad. I'm fine. My listeners showed up.
Look, I was born guilty, so, you know, I feel guilty
don't be
that
guilty.
We didn't have... All right, I'll try.
It's all good.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle will be performing in Chicago. He's announced a six-night performance, six nights of performances, two a day coming up at Thalia Hall. That's in Pilsen, and I don't think tickets are available yet, so if that's a show you want to see, you will have 12 opportunities to see Dave Appel.
Yeah, who's Dave Appel?
Dave Attell.
Oh, Dave Attell. He's good, too.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Because I know him personally.
And his TV show was cool, too,
yes,
right?
It was.
Yeah.
It was all night.
Late or something.
Yeah.
Something.
It was on Comedy Central. Right. I was actually on one of the episodes.
Really?
I introduced him at Zany's. He did Chicago.
Ooh, hey.
So, yes, Dave Chappelle will be in town December 1st to the 6th at the Thalia Hall in Pilsen. And there'll be one show at 7 and one at 10:30. So tickets for these shows will go on sale on the 28th at noon and can only be purchased online. So that's happening. Those are going to sell out pretty quickly. I don't know how big Thalia Hall is.
We got a text message from Monty. He wanted to spoil something else on television.
Yes, please.
In other TV news, Glenn is not dead on The Walking Dead. It's a big deal.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I don't watch The Walking Dead.
We just spoiled something huge, I think. It's a big deal. He's not
all
dead.
Right. The science of gratitude. So there are some stories that you sent tonight.
Yeah, there's the science
because
of gratitude.
Because we had no guest show up. You're like, well, let's get some stories.
That was a really long story about how... saying that you're thankful, even just saying it to someone else, actually makes you more mentally healthy.
Well, there's another article that says that rudeness is contagious, right? So why don't you go ahead and be nice, make that contagious, we'll all feel better. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, like rudeness from one person directly to, because that makes sense, though. If someone's being rude to me, I'm going to want to be rude back to them.
That's true.
But
or
like
the next person,
sitting, okay.
I think to the next person even.
So it's like by contact rudeness.
Right. Yeah, I think so. Okay. I remember there are several videos I remember from our driver's class at Lane Tech. There was one where there was a guy and his family were in a moving truck and he didn't have his headlights on. So all the cars in oncoming traffic were flashing their brights at him and he had an accident, right? So they were all flashing their brights. And it was basically, one, check your own safety, but also two, don't flash your brights at people in the middle of the night because he was fatigued.
Don't do it a bunch.
Yes.
Like, there's a certain
Every car was doing it. In this video, every car was like flashing their brights at him.
Right.
Like he didn't get it and like he just kept, and then he finally had an accident.
There was a person following really close behind me on Lakeshore Drive one night and I guess I wasn't going fast enough for them, and they just kept flashing, but
I
couldn't
get
over.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me want to slam on my brakes. Let's
right.
See how
like,
good
what am I supposed to do?
Let's see how good those high beams work when they're gone. I'm just saying. Let's see how that works.
There's got to be a point where that person would give up, too, like 10 flashes, and I didn't speed up yet.
Yeah. No.
Do you slow down?
If they do it once, they're never going to give up.
Do you slow down? I slow down. When people
I don't slow down.
I slow down.
If you want to get past me, you go past
work
me.
Work for it.
I ain't going anywhere.
Well, I get anxious, though. As Patty said, I kind of want to do something. I try to just do the same thing, though, because I don't want to speed up and listen.
If you're going the speed limit.
I slow down.
And you're not in the far left lane, which is technically the passing lane, and then that person can get around you. If they want to go faster than the speed limit, let them go around you. You're doing what you're supposed to do.
I go slower.
Why do you? Oh, just
antagonize.
Oh, you don't like how slow I'm going. How about how you like me now?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Can we talk about another story where nature is trying to kill us?
Sinkholes.
Well, sinkholes are a thing, and they're
yes.
petrifying. But this kissing bug that's in half the U.S., it's a blood-sucking bug.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't know about this?
You don't get it from... It's not a bug like a flu that you catch from kissing. It's an actual bug.
It's called the kissing bug,
mm-hmm.
and it's murderous.
Yep.
I think.
It's crawled its way through more than half of the United States,
mm-hmm.
Roger.
It resembles a cockroach, and it has been seen carrying a bunch of different diseases. It's just the worst.
Mm. How lovely.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah.
Let's say it causes Chagas disease, which can be fatal if left untreated.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Wow.
Yeah, it's 300,000 cases of Chagas in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. All right, then. That's kind
of. Yep, that's a thing.
All right, then. That's another thing that's happening.
Right.
Wow, such good news.
I know, we're being really positive.
Day after Thanksgiving.
By the way, people are complaining on Instagram that you should not be sharing your Thanksgiving food because turkeys are ugly.
Yeah, I
that's not an attractive food, Roger.
No.
I love
Do you want me to send you a picture of my
uncooked
turkey?
I did an uncooked turkey picture because I had it stuffed with onions.
It looks so naked.
It
people,
really does.
Please,
and it looks,
let's get over it.
So I only, and I didn't put a picture of the full roasted turkey. I did the carved turkey, and then I also, the accoutrement with the turkey as well. Mm. I posted on Instagram. Those are the only pictures I put on. I don't know why. I don't know why I feel compelled to, like, this is what I'm eating. What are you eating?
I'm eating this right now.
I'm eating this.
Do you do a picture of you with, like, the fork going into your mouth, though?
Exactly.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does that. I could do that. I do a lot of sipping pictures where you see, like, just my...
Well, sure, but that's because you're doing, like, the pouty face. So people enjoy the
like,
right.
Oh no, I do like the haha. I get to have this too. I think that I don't. It's fun to post some stuff. See, what, I went through and scrolled and see what other people were doing for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
It was nice to see them with their families, mm-hmm. what they were celebrating.
Football, food comas.
I am not going. I don't think I'm going to make it to the Turkey Bowl, the North Avenue Lifeguard Turkey Bowl on Saturday.
No.
I don't think I'm going to make it.
How many times have you missed that?
Almost every time.
Okay.
I think I made it to three.
You go to the reunions though.
Yes, I do in the summertime.
Yeah, got it.
I've never
played.
Well,
that makes sense.
Yes, I've never played, but they also go out partying. Not partying. They hang out and they drink. They go to they hang out in the Lincoln
in
Square
the
area.
In summertime, when the weather is hot.
That's there's a lot of family stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah,
I might go to a neighborhood bar. I might go hang out somewhere in my neighborhood Saturday night. Just keep it low key.
I really enjoyed Roger just breaking into song there. Mm-hmm. That was great. This was a musical number. All
it was.
Of a sudden.
It was very good.
Just little things set off songs.
No, in the honor of things like Buffy, their musical episode, we should do a musical segment on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez where we all have to sing everything we do.
You know what I liked about that that episode? You could tell who the singers were. They were given,
right.
like she was given talking songs. Like,
speaking
lines. Exactly.
We can do a singing segment on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. Matt would love to be a crossing over the singing segment.
I don't know. Does Matt want to do a singing episode of Pretty Late and then we'll do a crossover, crosstalk, and we'll sing? It's a musical, an hour musical on Pretty Late.
We're doing a singing segment. It's only going to be 10
Thank
minutes at most. Yeah.
It's just too much going on.
And Matt's going to do crossover.
Happy Thanksgiving, Matt Babala. Welcome to our Thanksgiving party.
Yeah,
our very festive.
I was listening on the way in. It was a real Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
No, because at Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, like everybody showed up. Pepper and Patty invites everybody.
But
she forces the party.
They serve toast and jelly beans.
I had full on.
You have great food.
I had full on food. I have stuffing and mashed potatoes left and some cranberry sauce if you want some.
I can't. You know what? Tomorrow, yes. Tonight,
you've had so
second
much of
meal,
it.
I feel like I'm not ready for the leftovers the same
Okay,
way.
Next year, you know what we're doing, Craig? Next year for second Thanksgiving, we're going to get some Lou Malnati's or whatever's open.
Oh,
that's
hard.
So heavy.
There's hardly anything open. The Bears guys didn't even get the...
There's got to be Chinese restaurants that are open.
Would we have to put turkey on the loose, though?
No.
Okay, good.
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's why no one came tonight was because...
You know,
like,
in The Hobbit, they do second and third meals.
This is exactly right. This is what I'm saying.
See?
We're hobbits on this show.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt Babala, what's coming up on your show?
We're going to talk a little bit about Black Friday with a Black Friday expert type guy. And we're going to talk about getting your identity stolen because
that's
kind of
a
dangerous thing this time of year with all the purchases we're making.
Do you ever see how high your credit card bill and you're absolutely convinced someone stole your identity? That someone this could not possibly have been me
that
raked up all those charges.
The home credit card Colleen handles, my business credit card I handle, but I don't look at I look at it when I have to pay it,
yeah.
And then I just...
But you never go, that seems a little higher than I thought it was going to be. Never? You have
it's
a pretty good idea.
Bad.
It's always
It's always floating into, I better pay it. Several times a month, either I'll be somewhere or Jim, my business partner, will call me and go, yeah, the card's not working. And I'll be like, all right, I guess I better pay some of that
I'm
down
always convinced. I'm always convinced that someone has stolen my identity. And then I go through all the charts and I'm like, that's me. No, it's me. No, it's my husband. No, it's me. That's me.
So is that a relief or depressing? God, I wish somebody just steal my identity already.
So you're going to talk to somebody about how dangerous that can be at this time of year?
Yeah, different ways that people are stealing identities, what you can do to protect yourself.
Excellent.
Stuff. And then maybe we'll get into Taylor Swift, woman or not. I think that was interesting.
That was whether she herself is,
is
a little more immature.
I was actually, it was funny because Carmen, I thought, was very deep for a moment. And then I thought, well, that's not Mark Carmen. I switched around the radio.
He's very
to make sure
deep.
It was, he is not.
He is.
God's
what
sake.
Is wrong with you guys? Dude, have you ever called an ex to go over from the other side? Call?
No.
Say hello from the other side?
No, and I didn't have a crying move. I mean, Carmen was like,
he had a
it
crying movie. He didn't have a crying
hope,
movie. He had a post-breakup movie.
Craig Kaz already said he was going to punch him next time he saw him. Yeah. I hope to God Hamp and OB weren't listening.
He opens the doors for women, too.
Well, I think a lot of guys do that. That's just part of being a decent human being. But bawling your eyes out after breakups and
he did not say he bawled his eyes out.
He said he cried. And he had movies.
Bawling your eyes out and crying are two different things.
A crying movie.
Bawling your eyes out is that's bawling your eyes out. He did not say that that happened.
But so he and Carmen made the difference that, you know, Taylor Swift's a little more of a girl and Adele's a woman. Even, and it's funny, I wouldn't think of them as being anywhere near the same age.
They are.